I was recently featured in a Nigerian-based podcast that talks about what's happening in Nigeria, or rather the situation in Nigeria. The podcast is called Voice Out Niger, to send a healing message to Nigerians, and this is how it went down. I'm very grateful to today for working with Voice Out Niger to bring some hope to someone, anyone, and everyone, hoping everyone will get them this message. My role today first is to apologize deeply to anyone hurting or suffering mentally, physically, in Nigeria right now. Knowing that my apologies may or may not be able to ease someone's pain, but being on the other side of the world, there is not much I can do. Can I? You guys have been going through so much, from killings to kidnappings, and all this has happened for years, for decades. People have lost their lives, and people have lost their loved one within all these traumatic years. Others have suffered so much mentally, physically. So here to give you some energy, some hope on getting your life back, getting your self-love, getting your confidence, getting your self-esteem, your self-worth, because your life is worth more than the most expensive diamond, and nobody is even allowed to play around with your humanity. Your humanity is precious. For example, if someone was kidnapped and now maybe they're back, to find out maybe all their friends or relatives have made steps in life, they've grown up, they've developed financially, physically, and everything, and realizing that their lives had stopped, and now they don't even know how to maybe live again. Do they start where they left off? Or maybe do they start all over again? So making these crucial decisions, it depends on your well-being, on the well-being of your mental state. So let's talk about how to be happy again after a traumatic experience and how to heal yourself. Because when we talk about other diseases, we have to see doctors and get medicines for the diseases. But when we talk about mental health and self-improvement, you are your number one doctor. You are your number one medicine. So here's some tips to cope with stress, depression, or maybe PTSD, which is post-traumatic disorder. Yeah, so number one, you can try to reach out to someone, your family, your friends, anyone who can listen to you and maybe console you. If you are hurting, you have the right to tell someone you're hurting. But sometimes we fear because we see maybe, or we think maybe someone will tell another someone, maybe your process, your problems or something. Sometimes you have like to put that your guard down and maybe and tell someone, hey, I'm hurting and I want to be consoled. You have the right to do that. The other one is to do things that make you happy. Most of the time we do things that make our friends happy, our family happy, our neighbors happy, our spouses happy. But for once in your lifetime, just do something that makes you happy. You matter. The other thing is to challenge all the negative thoughts, the pessimistic thoughts, the bad thoughts about yourself, about your life, about everything around you, about your family, about everything. Try your best. I know it's hard, but you can try your best to be optimistic most of the times. Surround yourself with people that love you. They show you love. They always shower you with love and affection. They talk good things about you. They shower you with compliments and make you feel good about yourself. This is good for you. It boosts your happiness. It boosts your self-confidence and your self-esteem. Another thing is to avoid people who will hurt you. who will hurt your feelings, obviously, are those people that they can't even keep their mouths shut. They remind you of all your traumatic experiences. They remind you of your pain. They remind you of anything bad or anything shameful that has happened to you. Avoid these people. You have the right to avoid them. Your happiness matters. The other thing is, whether big or small, appreciate what you have. Appreciate your achievements. Celebrate your achievements, even the smallest achievements. It's yours, so celebrate it. Nobody has to tell you something or anything about it. No, this is your happiness and you matter. Today, you're all that matters. The other thing is, try to do something new in your life. Sometimes change is healthy. Change is good in your life. And the last one, keep pushing. Push yourself to the healing journey. It's a journey. It's long. It's hard, but it's a journey. Keep pushing yourself to heal all these wounds, all this trauma, all this stress. Because the process is not an easy one. It's not an easy journey. It's a hard one. Keep pushing. And know that someone on the other side of the world is thinking about you and praying for your happiness, praying for you to be strong, praying for you to heal, and most of all, loves you very, very much. Thank you very much.